Blog Talk Radio.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Things suck!
Oh. Welcome to a special sad funeral edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. Yeah. It is going to haunt us forever. There's no other way to put it. The Saints lost 26-23 in overtime. It's so difficult to process, really. Andrew and Kevin will join us in a minute, maybe. You know, these things, they hang by a thread, right? You know, the 2009 championship did, you know, the overtime game with Minnesota, they had a pass interference call on Devery Henderson. They had the fourth down play where Pierre Thomas got a generous spot. I mean, these things, when you get in these games with these good teams, they hang by a thread. That said, the refs fucked the Saints. I mean, the two calls. First, the Tommy Lee call, that was a perfect call by Sean Payton. And the Rams dude just blasted him and said, I'm beat, ref make a call. And the ref didn't make the call. Which kind of goes back to last year for Minnesota with Marcus Williams, where that was my biggest thing with him at the end of the Minnesota Miracle. I was like, just blast the dude and dare the ref to throw the flag when you get beat. Because in those moments, the refs tend to just swallow the whistle. And they did. And I'll tell you another thing. In the overtime play, that's a pass interference on Thomas because they didn't hit Breeze's arm. They sacked him and they hit him. But they didn't hit the ball. Andrew, I'm in a state of shock, meltdown, anger, sadness, all of it. Go ahead. Just get it all out.
Yeah. I mean, I've got my 8-year-old son crying downstairs, so I don't know how much time I have. But, man, to watch him, like, experience this after last year, and have it end like this, you know, last year on that crazy play, and then now you're one game away from the Super Bowl. And, you know, I just saw on Twitter that Sean Payton said that he just got off the phone with the league office. So, you know, obviously, I mean, you know, I think, you know, when we talk about, I mean, this is, you know, it leaves scars. And I just think when you look at some of these horrific plays that have happened, whether it's the Vernon Davis touchdown or, you know, the Marcus Williams missed tackle last year. You know, this will live in history. The no call to Tommy Lee Lewis on that hit, that will just live forever in Saints history as just, an unspeakable moment. And, you know, I'm glad for 2009, you know, it makes me appreciate that even more, just because, I don't know if I could keep doing this without happen, you know, that the Saints are able to pull us
off.
But, we'll pick ourselves up. One day we'll watch Saints football again. But, you know, man, it hurts. It hurts so bad.
Yeah, I mean, and I said it to you on the phone, you know, before we did this podcast. It just, man. It hurts so much more than last year because I felt like last year was just some confluence of events. Like it just wasn't meant to be. And nobody shafted the Saints. It just was this weird event where the Saints won the game and then God decided you're not playing next week. And there's nobody to blame. It just sort of happened, right? Vernon Davis, even the defense, just they blitzed and they got burned. Greg Williams went full Greg Williams. It didn't work out, you know that. But this one, man, I mean, the ref, you have to fucking, you have to throw that flag. I mean, that's not, that, the thing is, that play, it isn't like a play of like, well, you know, it wasn't catchable, or maybe not. I mean, he just blasted Tommy Lee out of the sky. And I said it before you, I don't know if you heard me. I said, that's what Marcus Williams should have done last year to Diggs, is just blast him out the fucking sky and say, ref, throw the flag. I dare you. Because in that situation, the refs, they don't want to, man. They just don't want to. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, at the end of the day, none of that matters. Like, the Rams are going to the Super Bowl. It kills me to say it, but, like, you know, when you look at the history books, like, we can complain all we want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, the Rams are going to play in Atlanta next week. The Saints are not, and our offseason starts now, and that's reality. That's sports, man. Like, that's sports. It's a cruel mistress. You know, sometimes
– yeah.
You know, you're just going to have losses like these, and you know, like, there will be the next game. We're going to have to wait a long, long time, and I don't know how long it's going to take us to get back into a situation like this. It could be next year. It could be 20 years from now.
Yeah.
It could be long after our death, Ralph. Like, we just don't know,
yeah.
And that's sports. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, none of this complaining matters. The Rams are going to Atlanta.
Yeah. If you'd have told me, Andrew, if you'd have told me this morning, if you'd have said the Rams are going to rush for 77 yards on 26 carries and average 3 yards a carry, and Jared Goff is going to have a rating of 83, I would have said to you, I am going to be on Airbnb Atlanta in the middle of the third quarter.
If you had told me that,
I
would have booked my flight to Atlanta before the game started.
I would have bet every fucking thing I own that the Saints would win that football game. They did everything they wanted to do on defense. And, you know, I hate to say the offense betrayed them, because I feel like the Saints and the Rams both had a lot of tape, and the Saints had issues. But I just thought going into this game, Andrew, and I said it was going to be a blowout. I thought the Saints could fire back up their offense. And I said it this morning. I said this game, or last night. I said this game is going to come down to. I just keep coming back to, can the Saints fire up their offense and be great one more time? And they just couldn't.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, give Greg Zuerlein credit. I mean, God, what a kick. I mean, that would have been good from 60. You know, that, I mean, yeah, even then, like, I was like, maybe he misses this. I mean, 57, I know he's got a huge leg, but 57 is not automatic. And, you know, the kick he made from 48 to tie the game was – yeah, it looked like it was maybe going to hook right. So, but you know, I mean, what can you say, man? It's I think we're all just feeling dejected, shocked, disgusted, angry. You know, hopefully we'll be able to move on from this. Hopefully, you know, the Saints can have a good off season and try to rebuild. And you know, we went all in, man. We have no first round pick. We have no third round pick. We went all in this season to try to win a Super Bowl. And it ends here.
Yeah. I mean, it does. And I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you know, you're so wrapped up in the negative right now that it's so difficult to think clearly. But the bottom line is, man, you know, Drew Brees isn't—he's declining. You know, he was good today. You know, the throw, you know, they hit him, so it wasn't necessarily his fault on the interception. But the Saints had a lot of things go their way this year. They had a lot of kicking luck, except for today. They had, you know, they had a lot of injuries at the end, but during the year they didn't have a lot of injuries at all. You know, they had a lot of injuries to wide receivers to start. They lost Rankins. Pete broke his hand, but they had a good, clean injury year. You know, and it's just – it's so freaking hard to get back to this that, you know, I mean, I hate to say it's the end, Andrew, but right now I feel like we're going to have our one – we're going to have 2009 and – that's what we're going to have, you know? Andrew,
yeah.
You there?
No, you're right. I mean, listen, it's –
I mean, is there –
I think I don't know how many people are listening right now, but I think we're all at a loss for words, you know?
Yeah.
And it's taken a lot for me not to just go nuclear on the officiating. You know, I mean, at least right now you're getting my raw
– I may ask Channel 4 for a 5-second delay tomorrow morning because,
yeah,
I mean,
listen, it's one of those things where, like, I just, like, you're getting my raw emotions right now, and, like, I'm trying to just be fair and diligent and, like, listen, you know, that's part
fair.
Of sports, but, like, it's hard not to walk out of that game just being, like, the refs screwed us. We were completely screwed by the refs. Period.
Yeah. I almost would have rather lose 35-20 and have Breeze throw three picks and just been like, and maybe the offensive line was, you know, the offensive line struggled all day, right? But if Sue and Donald just would have just ripped their guts out, and you're like, dude, we couldn't block them, and they got to Breeze, and they forced him into mistakes, and our offensive line was just to the hell beat up, and it just wasn't meant to be. Good job, Rams. But this is like worst case scenario, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Is there anything about the game? I was totally stunned how this game went, Andrew. I can't believe the game went this way and they lost. Like, I just, it boggles my mind. Like, I, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, the Saints run game was such a disappointment. I just thought the blocking, I mean, they could not block Sue and Aaron Donald all game long. So, you know, I think if there's blame to go around besides the officiating, you know, I thought the run blocking was abysmal. You know, I don't think the pass protection was much better. You know, I think Breeze was just having to just find quick matchups one-on-one. I think a lot of times they would spread it five wide, and Breeze would just try to get the ball out as quick as he could. I mean, there was no ability to survey the field. You know, I mean, listen, that bomb, again, was a very fortunate play where Ginn makes a good play. But, you know, there were really no shots downfield to be had. I thought the play up front, you know, you could just tell. I mean, the Rams' defensive line's good, and Sue obviously decided he was going to start carrying in the playoffs. But, I mean, you could just tell the offensive line, like, they were banged up. And then on the other side, I just felt like although the Saints were stopping the run, they were really getting no pass rush. Now, that changed a little bit, you know, in the fourth quarter. I thought they were maybe starting to get to Goff a little bit more, getting a little more pressure. But Goff, I mean, like Nick Foles, you know, he got the ball out pretty quick. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things. I thought we lost in the trenches.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, are you?
I'm dead. I'm doing a live show right now, but you were at the game. I want to murder an official. I want to murder an official. I've never been this sad about the Saints in my entire life. So, Andrew, my mom is calling me on my cell. Can you hear her?
No.
Mom, I'll call you back. My mom is just – she's just venting. So, here's the thing, Andrew. Like, I just – like, this is the pinnacle. We got to call. 4161, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 4-1 – oh, he dropped out. Andrew, I would say this – we got a lot of calls. We identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, 1556. Where
– Yes.
1556. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Daniel Benet, from Nashville, Tennessee.
Daniel, just let it out. Just let it flow. We make no judgments. Curse. Do what you need to do to get through it.
Oh, yeah. It's been one of those things. Watching that game, I've been texting back and forth between my mother, my brother, and my sister. We always do every Saints game. As we're watching it and the way the game is going, I said it to them, this game's going in overtime in the third quarter. And they couldn't believe what I was saying. And I said, the way that this game is going, because that non-call at the end of the game happened earlier in the second half. Just on the other side of the field. I couldn't believe it. And then they're going to say that they got there at the same time.
Are you talking about the play again?
Yeah.
Yep.
The one earlier. And then the one right at the end that was the guy that ran right into Lewis. Dang near killed him the way he flipped him. But it's like I couldn't believe it. And everybody, like the commentators and stuff, you know, they should have called it. And I know it's one of those things where – you have a chance to try to play and do the right thing, but man, it's just, this is going to sting for a little bit. And I still stand by my comment I just put on Twitter that I want to know how much Arthur Banks paid the NFL and the referees to keep the Saints from invading their locker room.
let me ask you, how old are you and how long have you been a Saints fan?
I am 37. Actually, I was born and raised in New Orleans until Katrina moved us. And I've been a Saints fan since the day I was born.
Okay, so you've been around for a while. Where would you rank this in terms of most painful Saints losses?
It's up there. I mean, the fact that it prevented us from going to the Super Bowl after a magical season. That's the thing. It's just one of the fact that it's at home. Oh, man, that sucked even more. But tell you the truth, when that Rams got intercepted the ball from Breeze in overtime and did that chopper-style thing, oh, man, I want to throw the controller at the TV.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL office, by the way, they told Sean Payton, and by the way, it was also helmet-to-helmet.
Like, oh, dude, there were so many non-calls on helmet-to-helmets in this game. And it was hard to tell.
Yeah, they don't call it.
Certain
they don't
drives.
Call it. Let's not even pretend it's a penalty.
Certain drives.
Never flagged.
They were calling things, and then certain drives they were letting them play, and then they were calling. So it's just very frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand is how can you look at that and not throw the flag? Like, there's no gray area. Like, if he'd have thrown that flag, even Rams fans would have been like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact,
like,
the one they did on Ted Ginn, like, you know, the guy that ran into him, he even put his hands on his helmet and was running to his sidelines because he knew that should have been a penalty. And he saw how he got away with it. Oh, it's so frustrating.
Yeah. So, thanks, guy. We got a bunch of calls we got to get to.
No problem, man. Love the show.
Hey, thank you. All right. 4352. Is this Kevin?
No, this is actually Preston. What's up, Ralph?
Preston.
Preston Jesus. Ellis.
Yeah, what's going on,
God,
you guys?
What's up, man?
I'm so sorry, you guys. I know this must be so hard for you guys. I know, like, how hard you guys work this season. I love the podcast. Listen to every single one I can get my hands on. You guys are such a trip going to and from work. The most disappointing thing for me is I know that people are going to use this to downgrade Drew Brees' legacy because he had the opportunity twice and he didn't convert. And so he's only got one Super Bowl. And so he's not going to crack that top five. If there is any silver lining, you guys, if Drew Brees walks off into the sunset with this Super Bowl, that's likely the last we see of him. I feel really blessed that I've been able to watch him in New Orleans since 2006, and I think this all but guarantees that he's coming back, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
I mean,
there's no way that Brees is going to allow this to kind of define or end his career. There, I think 100%. I mean, he's still under contract, so he still has a year left, and there's just no way. I mean, I think Breeze, if you asked him right now, would say absolutely, 100%, I'm coming back.
So, I mean, we get to go on this storybook. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ralph.
No, I mean, listen. I said at the top of the show, man, championships. I mean, you look at the Patriots, right? They've won 5 Super Bowls, but like, I can change 3 of their plays and they've got 2, you know, or I can change 3 more and they've got 8, you know. It just, man, it's like walking through a minefield when you get into these. And the Saints, the thing is, though, I feel like the Saints, the call will haunt us forever, but man, they had early in that game. It was 13-0, but Lord have mercy, it should have been more. And they could have put Goff in the sleeper hole. Although, I can't really knock the defense, man. They held him to 23 points. Goff had an 83 rating. They ran for 70 yards. Like, you know, I don't know what more you want out of the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to tip your hand to them, and you got to be kind of let down by the performance of the offense. And even Michael Thomas, you're obviously not expecting another 211-yard performance. But it seemed like the entire offense went through Alvin Kamara, and there just wasn't much else out there. So, I mean, this is going to be top 5 worst losses ever. But do you guys have this as the worst one ever?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is the worst loss ever. And
yeah.
It's not just recently biased. I mean, the moral losses were tough. Losing to Atlanta at home, it sucks. Losing to Philly when they were winning 20-7, like, that's disappointing. Not for more, not to have a playoff game. But let's not kid ourselves, man. Like, I mean, this just, you know, you're not getting over this. Preston, thanks God for calling.
The way I see it, you know. You could talk about the San Francisco game, but we still had to beat the Giants at home, and then you would have had to play the 16-0 Patriots in the Super Bowl. You know, if you win after that, you know,
it wouldn't have been undefeated Patriots, but it would have been the Patriots, right? Yeah.
Whatever. You get my point. And then last year, you know, you got to go in Philly, who were just playing out of their minds, and dump truck the Vikings. So, you know, there's no promise that we win that game. And then it would have been the Patriots again. So, you know, like, no guarantees with any of that stuff. This game was an overtime score or a regulation no call away from going to the Super Bowl. We've only been once, you know, like this to me, when the stakes are just higher, when you're one game further along, there's no way you can tell me the 49ers or the Vikings games are worse, because they were one game before where the Saints were today, and it was at home, and nothing's promised from week to week.
Yeah, and I mean, I just, to me, this was the worst case scenario for maximum pain, because, like I said before, like,
especially when you consider how last year ended.
Yeah, so 4279. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Chase. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. Y'all hear me?
Bent, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Chase from Tampa, Florida. First off, guys, been listening for a long time. You guys get me through the work week during football season, so I appreciate you guys so much. But I don't know if you can hear my voice, man, but I'm sick right now after that. That was a tough pill to swallow, and I'm still kind of coping with it.
How long have you been a Saints fan?
I'm 25 years old, so, you know, I don't have the really long-term clout as a lot of you guys do, but damn, like, I've been a Saints fan my entire life, you know, born into it, born in Biloxi, and dude, this one hurts.
Yeah.
I'm going on the 7-Eleven app right now, and I'm ordering more alcohol for delivery to get me through this, so.
the only prescription you can give at this point is more alcohol.
I might have to do a personal day at work tomorrow, and just lay in my bed and
I already
be bad.
Sorry, Ralph.
I mean,
ahead.
I will. I will not sleep tonight. I will wake up in the night and just, like, I can't believe they're not going to the Super Bowl. I can't believe they're not going to the Super Bowl. Chase Guy, thanks for calling. 5201, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey,
5201. Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Mark calling from up in D.C., actually. I've been a Saints fan for the past about 4 years since I lived there. I'm heartbroken, gentlemen.
Yeah. You know, that sports, you know, I'd like to say that, you know, 2009 was special, man. And, you know, it's one of those things where when that comes, when that happens, when you win like that, you think back to all the times where you, all those scars, all those horrible memories that you have. And, you know, every year, I mean, unless you win, you know, the season some way or another ends in heartbreak. Now, this one is the worst. This is the worst type of way to end a season. It's worse than going 7-9. It's, you know, it's worse because when you get this close and you have it pulled or ripped out of your hands, it hurts more. But you know, when you get, you just got to remember, I think, as a Saints fan, regardless of how long you've been a fan for, and if you've only been a fan for 4 years, and you know you weren't a fan during the Super Bowl year, but you remember these moments and you wear these scars like a badge of honor, and just remember that you keep rooting for the eternal reward, which is a Super Bowl win, and it will eventually, hopefully, it happens in your lifetime, and it will mean that much more to you.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I agree. And so I've been repping the Saints up here in D.C. and ever since we had that big win against the Redskins a few months ago, you know, I've been taking a lot of flack, and it's been great. And I've just been representing the Saints to the fullest. And to see this happen today absolutely ripped my heart out. It's absolutely crazy.
It does.
I cannot believe this happened today.
And the thing that's annoying to me as I look through Twitter, like the talking heads, the sports people are trying to be like hot takes. Well, you know, it was bang, bang. And no, man, they fucking blew that.
Exactly.
They blew that call. Thanks, Guy, for the call. We got so many people that need to vent. 3939, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Colin from Uptown New Orleans.
Oh, Colin, we talked to you yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean,
were you at the game?
Yeah, I'm laying on the floor now.
So, Colin, I know. I mean, you sound like you're ready to eat a bullet, but
welcome to the football equivalent of the Montreal screw job. I don't know who is Shawn Michaels and who's, you know, Bret Hart, but here we are.
Tell me about the dome. Tell me about the crowd noise. You know, what watching the game on TV, I mean, just being positive for 1 second. You know, obviously the Rams are very affected. I don't care what Robert Wood said. It was very clear that was this really and truly, as they say on TV, the loudest the dome has ever been?
Now, Christ, the ceiling's falling in, and that one picture they kept showing. No, it's insane. And I'm sure the three Rams fans who they kept panning to on you know, the recap, I'm sure, you know, they would tell you it was really loud. But, yeah, it was loudest I've ever seen it, loudest I've ever heard it.
Yeah, I mean, the fans came, and they were there, and, like, they had video of, like, water bottles, like, shaking in the press box. Like, the fans brought it all game.
Yeah.
And – you know, even after the interception, dude, I mean, to to give the ball, the Rams, the ball in that spot, and to hold them and be like, hey, Zerlong, go out there and kick a 57-yard kick to win the Super Bowl. Like, after an interception, like, I mean, I know they gave up the one play, but, like, you really can't, like, for the defense, like, you really can't ask anything more of them in that spot. Like, the dude just fucking hit it flush for 57 yards, you know? But Colin, thanks, guy. Don't do anything rash. Just drink more and drink more and drink more. And then when you wake up tomorrow, take a personal day and 7743. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Colin. I'm calling from St. Louis. I listen to y'all's podcast constantly. I just moved back here from New Orleans about a year ago, like 3 days ago, basically. And so,
oh, wow.
One of my first football memories was watching the last play of that Titans Super Bowl back in '99. I'm 26, and dude, like, so, and then I wasn't a football fan because I was a kid and I was a nerd, and so I can I cuss, by the way.
Yes.
You can curse. You can
okay.
Fucking drop bombs all day.
All right, cool. So that's great. First off, it's 12 degrees and it snowed 3 inches, and I am standing outside just chain smoking right now. I watched this game with my dad, who was a Rams fan until they moved away. And my dad said to me this morning, and my brother's still in New Orleans, he lives in Algiers, which is great. But my dad said to me this morning, it's like, the fix is in, dude. They're gonna lose. Saints are gonna lose. And I bought my dad a Breeze jersey when the Rams moved away. Like, I'm like, no, you're one of us now. Like, when I moved to New Orleans in 2010, it was right after the Super Bowl. And I watched that Super Bowl because the Rams were terrible. I'm like, I'm gonna be a Saints fan now once they moved away or once they won that Super Bowl and I moved down there and. You know, man, I don't know. I don't even know. It's brutal right now. It feels to me like I watched this with my dad, and as soon as that call happened, dude, it was just like, man, it's the fix is in, man. They want LA to win so bad. And I'm in St. Louis. I had Rams fans this morning at work telling me, like, the Rams are going to win 52-17. I'm like, I appreciate your homerism, dude, but I mean, that's something else to talk about, though, too. Fucking Rams fans in St. Louis, like, that's like your girlfriend leaving you and you being stoked that she's fucking another guy. Like what the hell?
I'll tell you what. I will tell you this. If the Saints, and I, even though I don't live in New Orleans or whatever, the Saints leave New Orleans, I'm done with the Saints. Like, maybe I'll be done with it. I'll probably be done with the NFL. Like, the Saints leave New Orleans, like, we're shutting the podcast down. I'm shutting the calm down. Like, I'm done with the fucking, I root for the New Orleans Saints. Okay?
Dude,
let me tell you,
the last thing I did in New Orleans, was watch Diggs score that touchdown last year. And I left at 8 a.m. the next morning and drove through a goddamn blizzard to get back to St. Louis. Like,
this has got to be the most horrific way to end back-to-back seasons in NFL history.
Oh, it was fucking horrible. Yeah. I'm sitting in my parents' house in the goddamn snow watching.
Well, I got
it. This is the closest
it
gets to being a Buffalo Bills fan.
The only back-to-back seasons that can come closest to this is the Cleveland Browns in 86 and 87. They lost when John Elway went 98.5 yards home in the AFC Championship. And Ernest Biner, the next year they got back to the AFC Championship, he was going to score a touchdown to tie and force it into overtime, and he fumbled going in. But that's it, man.
Yep.
That's it. You know?
Dude, I wasn't a huge football fan until I moved to New Orleans, and then suddenly it's like, how can you not? You know, my brother down there was like, anybody in this city who is somebody told him at work that they didn't care about the Saints, and I'm like, and he's like, who are you? And so, you know, I moved down there, and I slowly became a huge fan of this team, and then this shit happened. It just happens over and over. It's like I didn't experience the whole ain't thing. Like I said, I'm 26. You know, but it's ridiculous. It's like, oh my God. And you know, the one question I wanted to ask you: do you think that this turns into a thing where we start seeing reviewable penalties?
Maybe. Maybe. Like.
I think it's a huge black eye. Like,
and you laugh, but and I'll he's the dark lord.
You have Falcons and Vikings fans who think that was a shitty call. Like the Falcons and Vikings, they hate our fucking guts with every fucking inch of themselves, and they're like, that was horseshit. Like,
yeah, guy. Well, thanks for the call, and I know Andrew, you got to go soon, but we got a ton of calls. I'll try to get to you guys all in before we end up. But I was going to say, the dark lord of all things evil, Bill Belichick, Andrew, has been saying for years, why can't we fucking review anything we want? Coaches, right? Like, if you have a coach challenge and I want to challenge the play, why can't I challenge anything I want? You know,
yeah.
And
no,
the NFL has.
I don't like the judgment calls are non-reviewable. I don't like that. But it doesn't matter, man. Like again, like. Listen, I'm in favor of blaming the refs for this loss. Listen, you know, people are like, I'm not blaming.
But it
the
doesn't change.
Guy,
it doesn't
but.
Get. It doesn't get us to Atlanta. It doesn't get us to Atlanta.
Right.
Oh,
right.
By
like,
the way, the
you can change the rule, and that's great, and I think you should. But like at the end of the day, like we're not in the Super Bowl. It changes nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Andrew, you just tell me when you have to eject. 2259, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is JP. I'm calling from West Monroe.
JP, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from West Monroe. I'm now burning stuff in my backyard, pretending that I'm burning the black hearts of every single Los Angeles Ram and their fans.
You mean their
and
fans?
If I could.
Singular.
The fans. The coaches, players, anything to do with the Los Angeles Rams, I'm burning them.
Here's
I'm
the question
about...
for you. I mean, here's the question for you. So at this point, we all hate Tom Brady. We're sick of the Patriots. Like at this point, if they beat the Chiefs, we're rooting for the Patriots in the Super Bowl over the Rams, right?
Oh, dude,
I'm
buying a Tom Brady jersey.
I might not even watch the Super Bowl. Like
I'm not a blame the referees guy. I'm not a blame the referees guy. And they're missed calls, and I get that. But that was so unbelievably bad. I mean, he lays out Tommy Lee Lewis, and there's seven referees on that field, and they all just look at each other like, oh, I guess next play. I just, for the life of me, I don't understand how they don't make that call.
Here's the thing, right? Like, that play was the perfect call. Like, they had roasted that dude, right? Like, Seth Galina, when we had him on the podcast Friday, right, he said, you have the oh fuck moment on defense. The Ram guy had the oh fuck moment, and he was just going full steam. Guy, for the call. 4279, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 4279, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, you're done. Let's see. 0502, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
How's it going, guys? My name is Mike, calling from Alaska, Patreon supporter. Holy cow, man. Hate to see it go down like that, right? I mean, you hate to leave it in the ref's hands, and that was probably the most egregious no call in NFL history. I mean, pick the call. And what do you want to name it? Pass interference, helmet to helmet, unnecessary roughness. Oh, man.
It's egregious. I mean, guy, thanks for the call. Is there anything else that's going to stick with you about this game besides the call? Or does the call just overshadow everything?
You know, I hate to be that guy. I went into this game thinking that we were going to lose in a close game because I thought that the Rams were the better team. And then this is how we lose. It just, like, wipes away any preconceived notion you could have had about it. You know, you're asking, you know, paid gentlemen to do their job, and it's just like, well, we'll catch you next time. Well, this is the game that calls who goes to the Super Bowl. You know, holy cow. And, you know, the interception at the end, you hate to see that. But, I mean, I guess you probably could have even called that, but.
I mean, I would say it's going to be, and I said it on the podcast this weekend.
Listen. It's the Marcus Williams moment. It's the Vernon Davis moment. Like,
yeah,
this will forever be defined as the Tommy Lelos no call. And that's all we will ever take away from this game moving forward.
Yeah. I would say.
Exactly.
I would say this is going to go down. I thought because the Saints had played in that iconic Vikings NFC Championship game at home, I said the odds that they play in another iconic one that'll live forever is slim. So, like, it probably won't be that way. This game, they will do 30 for 30s on ESPN of the worst calls in the history of sport. And this will be in the top three. Like, I think this call, the call in the 85 World Series where they called the dude safe and he was out in game six, it was the final out for the Cardinals. They would have won the game World Series in game six. The guy for Kansas City was safe. Kansas City came back and won the game and they won game seven. Like, that's an egregious call. Like, I'm hard pressed to find a more egregious call in sports in the last decade. Like, it's, you know, all right, guy, we got a couple more calls and then we'll get out of here, unfortunately, guys. 7-7-7-1-1-4, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joe from Maryland.
What's
up?
Is there anything in your mind that sticks out in the game besides the horrible no call? And if you want to call the refs names and you want to drop F-bombs, you just go ahead and cleanse. I'm not going to judge you.
How about Dan Arnold dropping the pass?
Yeah. Ooh. You know, he needs to – hey, the Saints had an opportunity to be up 14-0 to start this game. And, you know, you talk about the Dan Arnold drop. You talk about not cashing in on that interception. And, you know, listen, 6-0 instead of 14-0, you know, obviously when you lose in overtime, that comes back to haunt you. So, you know, the Saints started well. They were up 13-0, but it really – could have and should have been more than that. And, you know, that Dan Arnold play was one he should have had. You think back to not having Ben Watson. Does Ben Watson make that play?
The fake punt where Hardy just has a brain cramp and turns around and runs. You know, if he jumps that route and the Saints hold them there, the Saints are up 13-0 and have the ball. The dome's rocking. I mean, you swing it back, you know. It sort of was the reverse Philadelphia game where, like, the Saints came out and, like, put it to them, but, like, couldn't quite push the Rams off the cliff, you know, and the Rams just kind of hung on. And, you know, that's a great point. Thanks, guy. All right, 2-4-3-1, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 2-4-3-1, what's your name? Where are you calling from? He dropped out. All right, Andrew, we're going to get out of here because I can't take any more of it.
Yeah.
We'll marinate on it for a day. I have to get up at 6 o'clock tomorrow and do jokes on Channel 4. I might just get my son to write out a sign, "We was robbed," and just hold it up and cry. I don't know, man. We just, you know, it's been a blast this whole year. We've done success with the podcast. We have patrons, and we're just gonna trudge on through because where other bloggers and other podcasts, they get frustrated, they drop off. We keep on fucking marching through, but it's gonna be hard. And the thing is, I don't know. Like you can't really look at this game and be like, well, what do the Saints need to win? Like, you could say, oh, they need a second receiver, or they need this, but, like, I mean, I don't know.
They need,
like,
better officiating.
You know, they need better officiating.
No,
all right, we got
listen,
one last.
Listen, I mean, you know, the big takeaway is just, you know, that's sports. I know I keep saying that, but listen, nothing's promised. And, you know, you hope for the best in these games, but, you know, if you signed up to win a Super Bowl every year, you're going to be disappointed. And that's
that's how it goes. And, we'll just have to come back next year. We'll keep doing this podcast. We're not going anywhere, and we'll have to hope for a better ending next year.
Yeah, so last call, and then we're out of here. 0196, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Andrew in Atlanta. Tough loss.
I like
man.
The name.
That was tough. Thanks. I'm West Andrew on Twitter. I interact with you guys a little bit, but
what's up, man? Yeah, you're in Atlanta, so I mean, I'm sure your surroundings. I mean, I'm sure people around you are loving this right now.
Well, I'm at home, and I'm glad I'm at home because I would hate to be in a fucking bar in Atlanta right now. I can tell you that, but. You know, I'm mad about the call, but I'm more mad about, like, the Taysom Hill downs on third down when they run Taysom Hill out there. I didn't like a lot of that. More mad about the fact that we couldn't, you know, convert field goals to touchdowns, you know, early in the game.
Yeah.
You get 4 extra points on those possessions, and then we're never in that situation. So that's how I'm coping with it. It sucks, but, you know, the Saints are
playing. Yeah, That's a good point. I mean, Ralph, listen, you know, the Saints had multiple opportunities to kill this game, and they allowed it to come down to that call by not, you know, killing this game sooner. So, you know, as much as we want to just kind of solely focus on the refs, and I'm sure we'll continue to do that, you know, there is a reality. You make a good point, Andrew, and I do think this offense especially – I mean, you can't say enough about the defense. I mean, really, the fans and the defense, in my opinion, they did their job. Offensively, I thought the blocking, especially in the run game, was atrocious. They really could not contain Sue and Donald. And the offense left some points out there, no doubt about it.
Yep.
Yeah, and thank God for the
– you know, lack of awareness on that pick.
Yeah,
you know,
he did well, I think
that interference call.
Yeah, and it was interference. Like they didn't tip the ball. They did. They hit Breeze. The ball popped up, and it should have been a flag. It's
but
just one
turn
of
around and
things.
Make
so,
a
anyway,
play, man. You know,
yeah.
Watch the ball.
But so thanks, Guy, for the call. All right, Andrew, this is it. We're gonna wrap this up. It's the most painful sports experience of my life. We will marinate on it for a day. It will not get better. It will only get worse. My suggestion to you is just go dark. Don't watch ESPN. Don't watch this. Don't watch anything because it just makes it worse. You know, they were 13-3. They were amazing. And it's just these playoffs are fucking bizarro world in a sense of the Saints scored 20 points in a playoff game last week and won. Which is weird, and their defense gave up 26 today in overtime and lost. The offense, man, it just ran out of juice, and all the people that said that something was wrong with it were really kind of right. Like the offensive line that was awesome the first half of the year, it just sort of chipped away, and the Saints, they couldn't quite scheme it up to win. Except they did, and the refs fucked them. So, Andrew, I know you've got a crying child that is devastated. That's tough. That's sports. Everybody, we'll do the podcast tomorrow. Get drunk. Hug the loved one. I'm going to play with my kid. There's nothing left to say, man. The Saints aren't going to the Super Bowl. It sucks. I don't know what to tell you. Until tomorrow, the bar is closed. The sun will come up, I promise. Maybe, or not. Anyway, fuck everything and fuck Goodell and the refs even harder. Good night.